You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
Turn with me to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus 14. Exodus just means the way out, the road out, to exit. You know, we say that, to exit a place. That just comes from a Greek word. Ex means out, and odos is road, so the road out. So you kind of get an idea of what that book's about easily. Genesis means the beginnings. That's where everything started. Exodus is where the way out, the road out, where the children of Israel came out of Egypt. And then Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus is, of course, the Levitical tribe, the priesthood. Numbers, that's the one we read every day. Everybody loves that one, the numbering of the tribes. That's the most exciting book in the Bible. Numbers, and then Deuteronomy means second giving, deuteros twice, and nomos law, the second giving of the law. Sometimes from a book you can tell what it's about. You know, if you want to read about Joshua, you know where you go? There you go. So, you know, just think about it. The books were named and titled by content most of the time, or by author. And so when we look at Exodus, this is where the children of Israel, with a mighty hand, were delivered from Egyptian bondage. And, of course, the parallel with us is that God delivers us. Amen? That there's an exit, there's a road out for us in every case. Whatever the bondage may be, whether the addiction may be, whatever the sin may be, there is an exit. There is an exodus. Hallelujah. Amen. This God is the God that changes not. This Jesus is the Jesus that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. What He did then, He does today. There never was a day of miracles. There's just a God of miracles, and He changes not. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me? And so when we read these, this stirs us. When we read these stories, when we read about what happened here, we need to understand this is for our example. In essence, if we do what people did in the Bible, we'll get what the people got. Because God is no respecter of persons, and He loves us all the same. He's waiting for us to call. And whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, delivered, set free, healed. Well, in Exodus 14, what I want to minister on is, I started ministering along these lines Wednesday of this last week. I started ministering on overcoming, how we're born to overcome. That's God's will for us, is to overcome. Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So obviously God understands, and when He says that, Paul said that by the Holy Spirit, that evil is out there. We understand that. It's a temptation. It's a pull. There's challenges. There's battles in life. We understand that. But God has called us to not be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil. Amen. Believe it or not, we were born to overcome. Yeah. 1 John 5:1 says, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. How many of you believe Jesus is the Christ? Amen. All right. So, according to the Scripture, you are born of God. Well, it goes on. The 4th and 5th verse says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Now, life is full of struggle, and it's full of challenge, and it's full of battles. It's full of tests. It's full of trials. We understand that. Jesus said in John 16:31, He said, these things have I spoken unto you that believe on me. Well, no, He said, these things have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world, you'll have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Amen. Now, the good cheer comes from knowing that we can overcome if He overcame, because we overcome through Him. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Philippians 4:13 tells us. And then He says in Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne. Now think about this. To him that overcometh, even as I also overcame. To him that overcometh, even as I also overcame. How do we overcome? The way Jesus overcame. Amen. Amen. Why should we be of good cheer? Because He overcame the world. Because if He overcame the world, praise God, through Christ, we can overcome too. Amen. Amen? Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory, the Bible tells us, that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. So it's a fight of faith. That's what Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:12. He said, fight the good fight of faith. It's not a special gift, special talents, special genius that people have that make it. It's just those that believe God and trust God and learn to turn things over to the Lord. And just don't get rattled. Are you with me? That's the challenge, is don't get rattled. Stay cool. If your knees knock, kneel on them. If your lips quiver, quiver out of prayer. Amen. Amen. Don't stop. Don't quit doing what's right. Don't quit believing God. So here we see an instance And this is, I think, the proper way to look at this, and I'm going to get into this. People often think of life as a battle, and it is a battle. No question. We just taught on that last night. But life's not a series of battles as much as it is a series of victories. There's two ways you can look at that. You can always look at your life as just one struggle after another, or you can look at it as one victory after another. You can look at it as one test after another. And yes, tests do come. No question. Battles do come. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. Of course it happens. But in Christ, in God, what happens is with the test comes a testimony. So really life is one testimony after another testimony. Life is one victory after another victory. Yes, what precedes a victory is a battle. What precedes a testimony is a test. And life is made up of a lot of them. But one thing for sure, if we stay with God and stay in His Word and we trust God and we do the right things, we're going to have one victory after another victory after another victory after another victory. Amen. As long as we live, there's going to be battles, but as long as we live, there's going to be victories. Now, what you don't want to do is get discouraged into thinking that just life's one test. No, it's not. Life's got a lot of tests. Life's one struggle. No, life's got a lot of struggle. Kind of like that little girl, you know, going through all that trouble at school and, you know, with her friends and peer pressure and so on and so forth, crying about it and at home. And Dad tried to comfort her and help her and says, "Honey, it's okay. Why don't you tell me what's going on?" She said, "Oh, you wouldn't understand. You've already gone through all your trouble." Yeah. Well, actually, as long as you're here, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have struggle. You're going to have challenges. But you know, the bright side, the positive side, the biblical side of that is as long as we're here, we're going to have victories. As long as we're here, we're going to have testimonies. Amen. The devil's going to come. He hadn't forgot who you were. Even Jesus, when he came against him with the word, when he said, "It is written," in Matthew 4, three times the devil came to Jesus. Three times Jesus said, "It is written." Even at the end, Jesus said, "Get thee behind me." It says the devil departed for a season. Didn't say he just left altogether. It said he departed for a season. So he came back, and the devil will come back too. But you know what? You just keep coming back at him with the word. You keep coming back at him with what God says. You keep coming back at him with the promises of God. And so life is going to be a series of victories. It's going to be a series of testimonies and a series of deliverances. It's just how life works, okay? We are not in heaven. I don't know if you figured that out yet. But if you believe the Bible, you believe in Jesus, and you must believe that we're not in heaven yet. That's not a downer. That's not just a negative. I mean, we just understand the way it is. That's the way it is. We have an adversary. The devil walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5, concerning our adversary, the devil. We understand that we have an enemy. It's not your mother-in-law or father-in-law or son-in-law or daughter-in-law. Hello. Your enemy is the devil. Now, I'm not bringing out the old devil with the horns and the fork, you know, and the pitchfork and the long tail. I mean, I don't know exactly what he looks like, but there is a devil, and the Bible does say that, and he does tempt. And he does deceive. Are you with me? And he does lie. That's what he is, the father of lies, what Jesus said. So you have to be aware of that. You have to be sober, vigilant. You don't need to be afraid of the devil, but you need to respect him. You need to understand he's there and that he's going to throw what he's got at you. But if you'll stand there in the word, you'll win. Yes, amen. In fact, I love James 4:7. Says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." That's what the scripture says. The devil's not as powerful as God. He's not the opposite of God. He's a fallen angel. If he has an opposite, it would be Michael the archangel. God has no opposite. There is no bad God out there, good God. There's just one God. Yeah. Are you with me? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So here we have a concept I think we often pick up. In Exodus 14, they had just got over this great, great deliverance. They'd just gotten through, you know, coming out of Egypt. They'd been delivered with a mighty hand. The 10 plagues that had come upon Egypt had come upon Pharaoh. Finally lets them go. Moses gets all the children of Israel together. They're headed out. Free at last, free at last, free at last. Are you with me? And I think the concept sometimes in our life is what they had there. Is that we get over a big hurdle, we get over a big test, a big trial, a big struggle, a big battle, we win. And we just kind of let our guard down, a sigh of relief, and think, well, that's over now. Life's going to be wonderful from here on out. That's kind of like getting married and thinking you're going to be happy forever and ever. Stay with me. With no struggle and no trial Hello. Life, marriage is good. Mm-hmm. Stay with me. But it's a struggle. It's a trial. It's a battle. You have to fight the devil, not each other. Wow. You know, love intoxicates a man. Marriage sobers him up. One way to say it. Anyway. But I mean, we pick on these illusions, you know, these chimeras, these mirages, I guess, or pipe dreams about life. That all of a sudden, if I could just get this, once I get that, boy, it'll be ooh man, smooth sailing there. Woo, peaches and cream, bed of roses. Oh, life of ease, smiley Riley, that's me. Oh. But every plateau and every victory you get, there's always another onslaught. There's always going to be one. That's just what life's about. That's the way life is. We're in a fallen world. That's why you need to get in the Word of God. That's why you need to find out what the Bible says. That's why you need to mature as a Christian. Work on areas of your life that are weak and get them stronger in your life. Work on anger. Work on unforgiveness. Work on bitterness. Are you with me? Work on sin. Get over it. Yes, God forgives, but He wants you to overcome it. He doesn't want you to just get forgiven every time. Yes, He'll forgive you. Yes, He will, but that's not God's best. God's best is for you to overcome sin. Hello. And that, you take it one step at a time. You take it one sin at a time. You don't get perfect overnight. We're perfect spiritually speaking and complete in Christ, but we're working on our salvation. You know, the outliving of it, as it were. We don't work to be saved. We work on showing it and living it as a Christian, as a believer. And so don't get the concept that once you get over one hurdle. I've seen it in churches. I've seen churches that get a great victory or build a great building or something, and then they just let down their guard and sigh of relief, and they hit the plateau and reach their goal, and then all of a sudden the church just kind of goes downhill with all the great things that have gone on. They stop believing for more and quit realizing there's another battle. There's another level. Thank God you graduated from the first grade. Well, let's go on to the second one. Amen. Amen. And let's get through that, and let's go to the third grade. Don't think you have reached your full potential. You haven't. Maybe God sent you here today so I could pop your bubble. I don't know. But you're not that great. I'm sorry. We've known it all the time. It's time you realized it. You're important. You count. You're an overcomer. But you've got areas to work on. I got areas to work on. All of us can improve. That's not to say we're miserable. That's not to say we're wretched. No. We're saved. We're Christians. We're believers. Amen? We're overcomers. But we can improve. We can do better. We can do more. The worst thing in a church is for a church to have no vision. Without a vision, the people perish. We've got to keep raising the bars. We've got to keep stretching. You can do better. I can do better. Are you with me? I believe we can reach more people. I believe we can do more at International Outreach Church as a church. I believe there's more we can do. Hallelujah. We by no means scratch the surface of what God has in store for our area and our community in this church. Hallelujah. Okay. So here they were. Exodus 14, 10th verse. And when Pharaoh drew near, now get this, they had already been delivered. They had already got all their stuff and a lot of gold and silver and stuff off their neighbors, their Egyptian neighbors. Not a little bit, they got a lot. And they begin to come out and they're headed toward the promised land. They get up against the Red Sea and they look behind them, 10th verse. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, so they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Now see, they didn't understand the counterattack. They didn't understand the next attack, the next battle. They had just didn't really have time to celebrate the first one, and man, here comes another one. And if we're not careful, we'll get into that kind of attitude or the demeanor, you know, that something good will happen, we'll go, wow, man, I just got over this, and here comes that. I just got over there, and here come, boy, here we go again. I was thinking about Travis last night. You know, I had a kidney transplant, and then the doctor says, you're going to have a pancreas transplant. And I mean, he just got a life of victories. He's got a whole life of testimonies. But the danger sometimes is that you just say, oh, not again, here we go again. That's the danger. That's when you get in doubt and unbelief. That's when you give up. Don't give up. No, what that means is you're going to get another miracle. Amen. You say, well, things are looking so bad. Hey, things are looking right for a miracle. Amen. They're looking right for a miracle. Amen. There's always two ways of looking at those things. You know, I quoted Winston Churchill last night. Winston Churchill said, a pessimist always sees difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist always sees opportunity in every difficulty. And really, in every challenge, in every test, there's opportunity for us to trust God, to believe God. In every crisis, in every challenge in our life, there is an opportunity for us to stand, believe God, and have a testimony, and have a victory. Oh, hallelujah. So that's why we count it all joy when we fall into divers temptation. That's what James said. Count it all joy. Are you kidding? What, I count it all joy because I fall into divers temptation? What are you talking about? Well, count it all joy because you're going to come out ahead. That's why, if you believe God, if you trust God, you can come out stronger when this is all over. It can be a sobering thing. Now, it can destroy you, and that's what the devil wants to do. But you can believe God and trust God, and the devil will lose, and you will win. He gets a black eye, and God brought something good out of something bad. Hallelujah. Amen. And he is a master at that, at turning things around, working things for good that happen in your life. God doesn't do the bad and then make it good. No, the devil is the one that does the bad, but God can make it good if you love the Lord and you're called according to His purpose and you trust Him and you call on Him. Amen? But don't give up hope. Don't quit. Don't just think because you won one deal here that you're not going to have another struggle. Life's full of those, full of victories. We're not going from one struggle to the next struggle. We're going to one victory to the next victory. We're not going from one test to the next test. We're going from one testimony to the next testimony. Anybody ever been in school? I was there for a while before they kicked me out, before I got saved. But as long as I was in school, I had tests. You ever notice that? And the whole point was, now get this, the point wasn't the test. The point was to pass the test. That's what we all strove for. That's what we all struggled for. That's what we all looked for. In fact, we knew the test was coming. We studied for it. We got ready for it. We knew it was going to happen. We were not blindsided by it. Oh, you might have a pop test every once in a while, but the ones that really counted were those big tests, the exams that came up and so on and so forth. Are you with me? And you got ready for them. And you were ready because here it comes. Come on, bring it on. I'm ready. Got your flashcards out, you know, whatever you do. Hello. You know, you've gone over all the words and definitions and so on. So you're ready for this. You are ready. So you don't just crater, fall apart when the test comes. You've been living for this. You've been studying for this. And you might say school is just one test after another, but I'd say school is actually passing one test after passing one test after passing one test. You go from one passing a test to another passing a test. In fact, if you don't pass it, you got to go back and take it till you pass it. Hello? But you can't pass it if you don't take it. And you say, well, I'm just ready to get out of this. Well, you can check out of school, that's fine. You don't learn anything. And you know what? You can check out of life too. But as long as you're in life, there's going to be a test. And you're here to pass them. You're to pass them. You say, well, isn't there a point where I just have the final victory? Yeah, it's called heaven. You're not there yet. There are no more struggles. There are no more tests. But you are here. And that is there. That's profound. You ought to write that down somewhere. Get you a map. Put heaven on there and put you are here. Put the earth and Will's Point. You know, that's where you are. So Exodus 14, they got a little troubled and they got a little afraid because, man, here comes the Pharaoh. But think about this. God just delivered them from Pharaoh. Yeah, he did. Have they so soon forgotten the great deliverance they just had? Have we so soon forgotten when the next trial comes that God just got us out of one? He'll do it again. Amen. The story, you know, little kids, you know how they are. You know, little kids, you get them on a swing. I'm talking about little kids, you know. 2 years old, 3 years old, you know. You put them on a swing and you swing them and you can't ever swing them one time. It's just not going to happen. Do it again. You get them on, you do the horsey on your leg, you know. Then you need to go see Dr. Burr, you know, because it's never just one ride. They want to go to California, you know. Do it again. And they see something, they just want you to do it again. They see something neat, they want to do it again. They're relentless. Kids are relentless because they're so focused. They don't never lose the wonder. They never lose the wonder. And they never lose, they have so much faith in you. You know, they look at you as their daddy or granddaddy or whatever the case may be, grandmother or mother. And they have so much respect and faith. They know you can do it again. They know you can. And they keep saying, do it again. Why aren't we that way? Why don't we have that kind of childlike faith that Jesus talked about? When a tragedy happens and God gets us out of it and we tell everybody about it, then another one comes. Why do we get so rattled? Why do we get so upset? Why don't we say, do it again, Daddy? Do it again. Because He does. He does it again. He will do it over and over and over. As long as you ask Him, just like a child, you ask Him to do it again and He does it again. So here they were. They didn't say do it again. They said, oh God, we're going to die. Hello. 11th verse. Notice what it says here. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt. Here's their faith working. Have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Now obviously they weren't believing. They didn't have any trust or faith here. They were actually believing to go under. They'd had one battle and had one victory, but they thought God was a one-trick pony. And God's show was a one-horse show. God's not a one-trick pony. God made all the tricks, made all the ponies. Are you with me? God can do whatever needs to be done, whenever it needs to be done, however many times it needs to be done. God is the God of the impossible, hallelujah. And He's just waiting on you to call on Him and trust Him. And God was big enough to take care of Pharaoh. He'd done it once already. He'll do it again. Amen? So here they are. They cry out to Moses, you know. And they start talking their faith, which their faith was in going under, not going over. Their faith was not in the victory or the victor, God. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Well, now see, that should stir them to believe since they'd come out of Egypt, but they actually turned it completely around and begin to say, you took us out of Egypt so we could die out here. Boy, that's the devil twisting it, isn't it? There's something they could have stood on that should have been a positive thing, that should have spurred them on to faith. They had just got delivered. Well, praise God. God's still God. He'll deliver us from this one too. But this is how backwards the devil is and how backwards he gets our thinking. We'll get over one hurdle, and here comes the next one, and we'll say, oh my, here we are. I just got over one. Here comes another one. We say it in a negative way. We ought to be positive and say, praise God, God delivered me out of one, and here comes another one He's going to deliver me out of. Hallelujah. Amen. Two ways of looking at that thing, isn't there? I'm just one test after, no, one testimony after another testimony.
That's right. Amen.
Wow, it's just one battle after, no, it's one victory after another.
Amen.
It's from victory to victory. It's from glory to glory. Hallelujah. It's from testimony to testimony.
Amen.
That's better preaching. Y'all are shouting.
Amen.
So they were saying the opposite. I don't know how in the world they turn that thing around, but we do the same thing. Don't you look at me so funny. Because you know you do. I'm just so tired of this. When is this ever going to end? Well, if you want to quit having victory, you want to quit having testimonies, if you want to quit seeing God work, then we could pray you just go on, go to heaven, get on out of here. Hello. We wouldn't do that. Stay with me. I was going to say, surely you see the humor in that, but obviously you didn't. But 12th verse. Moving right along here, since that went over so big. 12th verse. Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt? Oh, here comes the old told you so deal, you know. You know, here you are believing, trusting God, and then you get in doubt and unbelief, and you know, but that's the problem. We are telling defeat. We're talking defeat. We're talking destruction. We're going to go under. We're just not going to make it. We're not special like everybody else. Well, listen, there are no special people. They're just get that out of your thinking. They're just people who believe God and people who don't believe God. And you can be either one. You can be either one. You can believe God. You can trust God. Amen. All of us can do it. Your battles may be different than my battles, but they're still battles, and God will still give you victories. My testimony may be different than your testimony, but we all got testimonies.
Amen.
And I believe we can have some more.
Amen.
I believe there's a lot more coming. I believe there's a lot more victories coming. You know, everything's a challenge. I don't care. If you're going to live for God, there's going to be challenges. If you're going to live at all, there's challenges. Whatever you do. Amen? Even in a church, there's challenges in building. There's challenges in outreaches. There's all kinds of challenges in staff. There's challenges in Goodness, all, even as I speak right now, we've got children's churches going on. We've got nurseries going on. There's people in the nursery. There's people in the children's church along with the kids. Now, the ushers have jobs they've done today, the orchestra and the choir. There's so much going on in a church. We all have our little challenges, as it were, but we have our victories. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's just wonderful to see a victory. We could have thrown our towel in when the sound system started going crazy. Acting like it was sneezing or something. I don't know what it was doing. But you know, hey, that's no big deal. We just get over that. We just keep going. Hello. Amen? So here they're crying out. And 13th verse, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. That's the challenge, I guess, is not be afraid when the next test comes, because it's coming. A challenge will come. That's just life. Life's that way. But don't be afraid when it comes. Get excited. Amen. Think about the outcome. Think about how good God is, how faithful God is, how God's going to get us through this one because He got us through that last one. Do it again, Daddy. Amen? Amen. Do it again. That's the right perspective. That's the right attitude. He says, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, it's when we get rattled that we get in doubt and unbelief. God really isn't in the chaos of our doubt and unbelief. He's in the stillness of our faith. He really is. He is in the stillness of our faith. When we believe, we trust. That's where God shows up. Not when we're just the chaotic doubting and fretting and running back and forth. You need to get still. That's what Psalms 46 verse 10 says. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. Be still and know that I am God. It's kind of like what Jesus told Jairus. Brother Herb talked about Jairus and his daughter that had died that Jesus raised from the dead, subsequently raised from the dead. But on their way there, the people of the house came. This is Mark the 5th chapter. I believe it's 36 verse. They came to Jesus and told him, don't trouble the master anymore. Told Jairus, don't trouble the master anymore. Your daughter's dead. The 36th verse, that 5th chapter of Mark, Jesus turned as soon as he heard that bad report. He turned to Jairus and he said, fear not, only believe. Amen. Don't fall apart on me here. Don't stop now. Just believe. Only believe. Only believe. That's what God's calling us to do, is only believe. It's not a big complicated thing. It's just it's a fight of faith, like Paul told Timothy in Ephesians, 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. It's a fight of believing and trusting God. Is God big enough to handle your situation? Yes, He is. Will He handle it? Yes, He will. If you trust Him, He will. Will there be a struggle? Well, sure there would be. Will there be a battle? Sure. Sometimes the bullets are flying. Sometimes the battle gets hot. Sometimes you quiver, you shake. That's all right. That happens. That's what life's about. We'll get through this thing. Brother Osteen used to always say, my pastor, used to always say, when something happened, he said it just came to pass. It didn't come to stay.
Right.
I like that. Maybe a tragedy comes, but it comes to pass. Doesn't come to stay. Doesn't define me. Doesn't define you. Even failure is just an event. It's not a person. Don't internalize it. Don't take it personally. You're just in an enemy territory in one sense. You have an enemy out here, the devil, and life is a struggle. We're not in heaven yet. But good news, good news, good news. Hallelujah. The gate's open. What are you doing in the prison? You can come out. You can go over. You may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but you can fear no evil because for God is with you, and He will comfort you. He will strengthen you. His rod and His staff, it comforts you. And God does not leave you nor forsake you. He will strengthen you, the Bible says.
Amen.
He says, I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand. Woo, hallelujah. So Moses says to them, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You ever seen people just hysterical, you know, in the movies and somebody walks up and just slaps them, you know? And they just kind of calm down. You know, and they had a commercial, what was it, an aftershave commercial where they'd slap people and they'd go, thanks, I needed that. Well, sometimes... Y'all remember that? Okay. I'm not old enough to remember that. Somebody told me about it. But anyway, whatever the case may be, we need that. We need to calm down. We need to chill out. We need to be gelling like a felon. Well, we don't need to be a felon, but we need to be, you know, the commercial media. You need to settle down. Listen, this thing's not bigger than God. I know the natural tendency is to get rattled. It happens to us all, and we're emotional creatures. I understand that. But you know what? We can overcome. We can train ourselves to trust God and believe God. We can get ourselves back together, get our composure, You know, maybe you've been crying, weeping about this thing, but you know, get back up on your feet. Let's stop the crying. Let's stop the weeping. We weep with those that weep. We understand we're touched. Excuse me, we're touched with tragedy. We're touched with trial. I understand that. We're human. We're in a body. But you know, I'll tell you something else. We are born again believers also. We're Christians. Hallelujah. We may be in a body, but we're not a body. We may have flesh pulling at us, but we are a spirit born again, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And He always causes us to triumph in Christ. And He always gives us the victory in Christ. And greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And we're born of God, and whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. God has birthed us to overcome. He left us here to make a difference. Hallelujah. And that light can shine in tragedy. It can shine in crisis. God doesn't send a crisis. He doesn't send the tragedy. He sends the hope and the help and the strength to get over it and the victory. But we got to learn to stand still. Got to learn to stand still. Notice what he says here. He says, be not afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I want to watch and see what God does. I want to watch and see what happens, see Him do something. He can get us out of this mess. Amen? He's a master at it, as it were. It says, be not afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish in you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see no more again forever. Woo! Hallelujah! 14th verse, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Just hold on. Just stand still. Don't get rattled. Don't get chaotic. You know, don't get nervous about this thing. Just believe God. Trust God. God's got a million ways of getting you out of this. You're not smart enough to figure it out anyway. I'm not either. But I can trust God. He's smart enough to figure it out. He can do this thing. Amen? Turn to Psalm 46. I quoted that. We'll close this out. Hallelujah. Y'all glad you came today? Psalms 46, this is the one I quoted where it says, the 10th verse, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And really the context of this, the setting of this is in the middle of battle. It's in the middle of trial. It's in the middle of temptations and tests and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Everybody say life's a battle. But we have the victory. Amen. Praise God. Think about it that way. Oh, yeah, life's a battle, but we had the victory. We're overcomers. We win. You know, if the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. We win. He loses. The devil is a loser. Okay, so it says here, be still, 10th verse, 46, Psalm 10th verse. Be still and know that I am God. Everybody say be still. Okay, that's connected with knowing. When we're rattled, see, we don't know He's God. When we're just rattling off, what am I going to do? How am I going to make it? We're about to go under. Oh, here we go again. You know, you're not going to hear God in that kind of mess because God's not in that chaos. He's not in the chaos of your doubt and unbelief. God is in the stillness of your faith. You know, I said that earlier when we were talking about Moses telling them to be still. We got to stop. Oh, slow down. You need to check. Have a reality check here. When stuff's going on in your life, when tragedy's going on in your life, and evil comes knocking on your door, you stop, you be still. You have reality check. The reality is Jesus is still Lord. The reality is God is still God. The reality is God's Word is still true. Even in this situation, He's greater than this situation. Just like He was the last thing you went through. Remember that? Remember how you made it? Remember how you came through? Remember what a testimony that was? Well, He's going to do it again. Yeah. Just run up to Him and say, do it again, Daddy. Yeah. Do it again. Amen? Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I believe God is exalted in the still, quiet soul. That He's exalted in the person or the woman or man that believes God in the trial and the test and the tribulation. The one that doesn't give up, that doesn't throw the towel in, but that prays and believes God and starts thanking Him for the answer. He is exalted in the midst of that trial. In fact, if you'll back up the 8th and 9th verse, there's battle going on. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth, who makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. He will stop the battle. He'll stop the chaos. He'll make the war to cease, to stop. If you'll trust Him. And what a testimony you will have. See, life is about passing one test and going to passing another test, to going to passing another test, to going to passing another test. Life is about going from one victory to another victory to another victory to another victory. You say, well, life's full of affliction. No, life is about being delivered from afflictions. Psalms 34, verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth us out of them all. Man, I had this thing, now I got that. Boy, I got over that, and here comes something else. Well, that's all right. Got another victory coming.
Amen.
Got another deliverance coming.
Amen.
In fact, that's what life is. Life is just going from one deliverance to another deliverance to another deliverance. Life is going from one passing of a test to another pass of a test to another pass of a test. Well, I'll tell you what life is. Life is just going from one victory to another victory to another victory.
Amen.
It's all the way you look at it. I'll tell you, life's just one struggle after another. No, life's one victory after another. Life's just one test after another. No, life is passing one test after another, after another. Woo! Y'all get it?
Amen.
And all we got to do, be still.
Right.
And see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and know that He is God. Fear not, only believe.
Amen.
So I don't know what's going on in your life. I mean, that'd be too, I'm not a psychic and I don't want to be. Hello. I don't know what's going on in all your lives. I don't know. I know what's going on in my life, but I know God's big enough for my life. He's big enough for my life. He's big enough for your life.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever it is, whatever's unique about you, whatever unique trial you're going through, I can tell you this, that's not unique. This is generic. This is true with everybody. The same answer is God with everybody, no matter what the individual trial is. So I want to encourage you with that, to trust Him. Trust Him. Don't give up. And don't get in your mind that you're just going to struggle all your life. You're going to win all your life. That's what you're going to do. Because you're going to trust God. You say, well, I've already lost this and lost that. Well, let's get back up. The past is past. We're going forward.
Amen.
I've never known anybody back into their future. Can't do it. Turn around. Face the future. Face it with faith and courage, knowing that God will be there. He's big enough, great enough, and He cannot lie.
Amen.
Amen.